The Manifest Destiny Sphere Underkernel, the rough equivalent to a Marine Lieutenant Colonel, stepped out of the tree line and marched forward, his helmet carried in the crook of his arm. He stopped in the middle of the clearing, the picture of deadly confidence. "He sure looks the part," Staff Sergeant Reverend Pelletier, Perseus Union Marine Corps, whispered as he watched on the feed in the MDS command post. "All he needs is a swagger stick to complete the picture." "Shh," Captain Aristotle Bundy hissed. "We're guests here." Rev sighed. Aside from being his platoon commander, Bundy was one of his first friends in the Corps. But the older man didn't always have much of a sense of humor. Hussein now, he would have laughed if he hadn't beaten Rev to the punch. Only Hussein wouldn't have whispered it, so maybe it was good that he was outside with the rest of the platoon. Not that anyone was paying them any attention. Rev, Bundy, and Navy Commander Hun had been grudgingly allowed to brief the MDS task force. But it had been clear from the start that they weren't welcome, and the commanding mid-marshal had only listened to the brief for form's sake. Still, the undercolonel, the commander of the combat element, was following their guidance, at least up to now. The arrival of the Noxlean human space had changed more than a few things within the military. After the first few raids on ships and populated worlds where they kidnapped hundreds of thousands of humans, the next incursions had been on sparsely populated planets. Rev came to the conclusion that the Noxley were testing human military capabilities, an opinion that was evidently shared by the Union Marine and Navy commands. When the larger Noxley force on Mistworld agreed to fight on even numerical terms, with the rest of the force withdrawing when their smaller force was defeated, the Marines latched on to the strategy of limiting the scope of any single battle. The Congress of Humanity had agreed to pursue this strategy. The MDS hadn't seemed to be on board with it, voicing their opinion that it was somehow part of a Union power play. But having lost their war with the rest of humanity, they were no longer in a position to go against the Congress. By perverse luck, it was an MDS planet, Alicia's Bounty, where the next incursion occurred, and 3rd Platoon, as the unit that had already taken part in a limited fight, had been sent to help guide the MDS task force through the process. This was more than just a way to minimize the fighting. The Union was putting its leadership on the line. "Just let things go as expected. All we need is for the undercolonel to be cut down before a parley," Rev muttered under his breath. "Bad for everyone." "Not the least for the DECA commander," Punch said. Rev couldn't hold back the laugh, and Bundy gave him a hard elbow to the side, which didn't bother him at all, given he was wearing his PAL HX combat suit. But he got the message. He was glad that Punch was showing a little of the humor that had been part of his battle buddy's persona since the crystal AI had been implanted into his brain. Punch had been somewhat distant lately without his continual telling of bad jokes. In normal circumstances, Rev might have had a tech check on what was going on with him, but given Punch's unique development, neither of them wanted the powers that be to pay the AI any more attention than normal and pry into his crystal mind. There was a sudden stirring in the CP, and Rev snapped back to the screen. A tall, lanky figure, vaguely human-looking, strode into the clearing, marched up to the MDS officer, and stopped 3 meters from the human. The drone recording the scene flew in closer. The two stared at each other for a long moment like fighting dogs sizing each other up. "Do we have any confirmation of some sort of way to determine Nox ranks yet?" "Nothing has been disseminated. We don't have any confirmation that they even have ranks." Rev grunted. Militaries had ranks. It was a fact of life. The Noxley were alien, true, but their military tactics wouldn't be out of place in a human army. Rev thought that was evidence enough that they had to have some sort of leadership structure. The Noxley facing the undercolonel might not be an officer as humanity understood the term, but if things went true to form, it had the ability to arrange for a NIST, what they termed an arranged limited fight. The MDS officer could have stepped out from central casting. Tall, broad-shouldered, square-jawed, and with a touch of gray in his close-cropped hair. He stood there as if he hadn't a care in the world, but Rev couldn't help but remember watching the recording of when the Synergy Alliance battalion commander on Hevrig approached the Noxley and was cut down in cold blood, his battalion survivors murdered. "That guy tried to surrender, Reverend. The mad dogs are offering to fight. Big difference,"